Progress. Even in California, you think you're going to know what I'm talking about in a poem like this. Progress. You begin to fear all the nowheres are somewheres now. Everywhere's been discovered. Is there anywhere you can go and find a hair-netted octogenarian wrangling a walker and four massive camp-sized cast-iron skillets full of Sunday dinner fried chicken at 9 a.m.? And ask if she's serving breakfast, then have her say, "Sure thing, hun, but you'll have to wait on yourselves." You remember how pretty you were? Well, your sweetheart was beautiful. And all you wanted was some sunny-side-up eggs and bacon with hash browns, a white boat of peppery pan gravy, and a mason jar of homemade apple butter. You'd pry the disc of wax out of and dollop on your toast with a long-shanked spoon. These days, Main Street features two antique emporia, coffee shop, and a wine store offering Friday night tastings of the latest regional Cab Franc cuvee. The cafes become an office dealing in view lots, weekend lakeside rentals, and timeshare condominiums. That was 25 years ago, you tell yourself. The old chicken frying woman probably never saw what's become of the place. Though, what with the baskets of brightly colored artificial geraniums hanging from the vintage lampposts and the new pocket park with a memorial to the loggers of yesteryear, she probably approved. There's a new high school, too, and according to its electronic marquee, not only is there a girls' basketball team, but they've won the state 3B championship for the second time this year. And probably the granola and yogurt breakfast parfait with seasonal fruit from California's Central Valley you had this morning was better for your arteries anyway. Your sweetheart's still beautiful, and you're willing to settle for distinguished or fairly well preserved yourself. But the jam this morning comes in those tiny single serving jars filled with a stirrup of foily paper. And you remember how that morning's apple butter was explosive with cinnamon and cloves, how the tang came from the cook to submission, red and golden mottled peelings, and how the old lady wheeled and toddled over to the kitchen doorway and called you back to try this for a finish-up. And it was a plank of sweet cream strudel still warm from the oven and a perfect square of butter liquefying itself on top. You and your sweetheart split it, and because of it all, fell more deeply in love than before. And after paying the ridiculous tiny bill and thanking the kindly cook, drove up the lake road and found a perfect spot in what is now an 18-hole pro-design golf course, and made love on a grandmotherly quilt within a body's length of the cold, clear water. And lay there for an hour in the sun, as naked and easy as no one in that place will ever be again. Thank you very much.